Coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
Great thing about Fletch here, he had the wherewithal to pick the ball up and go score and let him into the end zone.
Yeah, looks like an athlete there. I don't know, Coach. Did you give me any tips on the dancing, though?
No, that was way better than I could probably ever do.
If Jim Schwartz is going to blitz, I don't think it's going to be very often. But when he does, you're going to have to get great coverage on the back end because one mistake and it can be gone to the house with Tyreek Hill.
And watch how Carson is able to avoid Zach Brown. This is tremendous. There are not many quarterbacks that can do this, John. He sees the pressure. He spins away from the pressure. And the most important thing about this, he starts to get the focus downfield.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. I am John Clark. And, hey, we're looking ahead to the Chiefs, but what a big win to start off the season in Washington. And the Eagles defensive front, they wrecked the Redskins. Sacked Kirk Cousins four times, hit him many times. So this is going to be a fun tape study leading us off here. Here's Ike Reese with the Birds defensive line coach, Chris Wilson.
It's third down and six for the Redskins. Shotgun again. Chris Compton to the right of Cousins. Doesn't scrape back. He's hit. Football is loose. And I think the Eagles have it. They do. Cousins sacked by Fletcher Cox. And the Eagles have the ball.
Joining us here on Eagles Game Plan for another edition of Tape Study is defensive line coach, Coach Chris Wilson. Coach, welcome to the show. Well, big week for the defensive line this last week. Really set the tone, came up with big plays all throughout the game. Let's take a look at the first sack of the game. You're going to get a nice job here. Fletcher Cox. Everybody wants Fletcher making more plays. No better way to do it in the first game here.
Well, the first thing we did, I believe this was a second down call for us. And what we're doing right now is we're going to take Timmy here and let him have a two-way go here on the guard and let Fletcher become a contained rusher. Brandon now becomes a dropper force. And what we always teach these guys on that position is to do a great job of once you're clearing to become a rusher, which Fletcher did. Great finish by him with that outside hand, getting the ball out.
That's the thing I love about it. You know, he's going for the big play, not just the sack. He wants that ball out. Great recognition there by Fletcher. And then we're going to watch the game-sealing touchdown play here. You know, these guys on this side, you got one-on-ones on both of these guys, Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham on the outside.
Absolutely. Well, what we call this side, this is our speed side for this particular snap. This became our power side here with Timmy and as well with Benny Curry here. So we want to do a great job of with that speed of getting the edge. We did some film study and realized that we had an advantage there with that right tackle, and we were going to attack the edge, and these guys do a great job of it. Great thing about Fletch here, he had the wherewithal to pick the ball up and go score and run it into the end zone.
Yeah, looks like an athlete there. I don't know, Coach. Did you give me any tips on the dancing, though?
No, that was way better than I could probably ever do.
Yeah, we saw some of your old guys from a year ago that's familiar with the system. Got a couple new toys this offseason. Let's start with Tim Jernigan here, coming over from Baltimore. You know, this is why we brought him in here.
Well, one thing that we had studied all week was the ability to obviously to work an inside move off of LaValle here. And what he did was he had set it up early up in the game, and then all of a sudden he works his counter club off that. Starts here, quick jab move up inside, and beat him clearly with the post hand. So really well done by
Nice job from Tim Jernigan there. Big hit on Kirk Cousins. Yeah, nice hits on the quarterback all day. And then our rookie first-round draft pick. He got some snaps out there. Got a chance to taste what the NFL life was all about. Talk about what he was able to do on this play.
Well, one of the big things that we had gotten lately was a little two-back. We saw this in preseason from Washington. We wanted to get this ball stopped in the backfield. Timmy did a great job, obviously, of getting into this C-gap and attacking this inside shoulder, and then did a great job of finishing on the ball carrier.
Yeah, penetration is such a big key for this D-line.
Kills the
versus
zone.
The run.
Yes.
Versus the run. And you watch Derek Barnett able to get in here. Nice play versus the run. Stout gets in on the tackle.
Yes.
Rookie got a chance to get a taste of the NFL life there. Great start for your defensive line in the first game. Let's keep it going, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Jake.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up next, we're going to take a close look at what makes Carson Wentz so special and how we think Kansas City could look to attack him in this game. But first, we're going to look at all the dynamic weapons that Andy Reid has. What is the chief concern for the Eagles and Jim Schwartz? Will they bring the blitz again Sunday at Arrowhead? We're going to answer those questions and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Kansas City Chiefs present a deceptively dangerous passing game. A lot of people don't think that way because Alex Smith is not necessarily a deep ball passer, but they have two weapons that are really difficult to defend. That's the tight end, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill, who's kind of a do-it-all kind of player, lines up all over, but can be very, very dynamic when he lines up at wide receiver. And what makes these two particularly dangerous is when they line up on the same side of the formation. There's a great example last year, later in the season, against the Oakland Raiders. You're going to see Kelce as the line of scrimmage tight end. Then you're going to see Hill split outside of Kelce. Now, this is to the short side of the field, to the boundary. So what you're going to get defensively on that side of the field is the Raiders playing what we call quarters coverage. So the safety, he has his eyes on Kelce. The corner, he must play Hill. Now, in quarters coverage, very often corners play with outside leverage. And that is a no-no against Hill, especially if you have no safety help over the top. And that's exactly what happens here. Even though Kelce gets tied up a little bit, the safety is still responsible for him running vertically. So now you have Hill running to the post. He wins inside. Look at that speed. He runs away from the corner. That's really dangerous. So when they're on the same side, that's a problem. Now, we know that Kelce is a really, really good receiver, and he can win against safeties man-to-man. In fact, it'll be a very interesting matchup against Malcolm Jenkins in this game. But here he's against Kurt Coleman of the Panthers. Again, you see Kelce, line of scrimmage tight end. Hill, slid outside of him. Kelsey's going to run a crossing route, really understands how to create separation, using his stem, a little bit of what we call a stair step. Create separation. Alex Smith hits him with the throw. Room to run. Turns it upfield. A 16-yard gain. Travis Kelce, very dangerous working the middle of the field. Now, let's take a look at the Chiefs and their offense week one when they beat the New England Patriots. One of the things that they do very sneakily and they do throughout the course of a season, and you never know, is they get the running back vertically down the seam. We saw it last year. We saw it week one with Kareem Hunt out of the backfield. But again, this is important because of Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill goes into jet motion. That creates a secondary rotation that causes a little bit of confusion for the Patriots. And there's one other factor here. It's the Travis Kelce factor. Because what happens? He now runs a crossing route. So Eric Rowe, who was the slot corner over Hill and had rotated to safety, he now reacts to Kelce running the crosser. So what do you get? You get Kareem Hunt running a vertical route against a linebacker with no deep safety in the middle of the field. This is great offensive design. Again, you see the Hill factor, you see the Kelce factor, and then Kareem Hunt comes into play. A very good receiver, by the way, coming off his first game. But it all starts in the passing game with two really dangerous weapons, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
All right, against the Redskins, the Eagles did really well with the blitz. They got an interception and a sack against Kirk Cousins. But you look at Alex Smith with the Chiefs. He was 7 of 8 for over 100 yards and two touchdowns against the Patriots when they blitzed. So, Ike Reese, are you blitzing this week against Alex Smith?
Well, if I do, I tell you, it won't be very often. When you lose a guy like Ron Darby like we did last week against the Redskins, you're talking about your fastest guy in the secondary. Kirk Cousins, I believe he was 6 of 10, 6 of 12. He had a sack and an interception when the Eagles blitzed him. You watch the pressure here, right? We're going to get Malcolm Jenkins coming here. You're going to get Rodney McLeod coming up here as well. And you got Jordan Hicks. What we got? We got man-to-man coverage on all three of these receivers. Pressure has to get home. Force a guy like Kirk Cousins to get rid of the ball quick. Now, if you're going to blitz, that's what you're going to have to get. You're going to have to get Alex Smith to get the ball out of his hands quick. But even here, you see Kirk Cousins takes his chance of getting the ball deep to Jamison Crowder. Good job of Jordan Hicks forcing that throw and making it a deep throw. But you also had coverage on the back end with Ron Darby there. Somebody's going to have to cover Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs offensive line did a great job against the Patriots last week when they tried to rush Alex Smith and bring in extra guys. They protected, and he was able to hit the ball deep down the field. If Jim Schwartz is going to blitz, I don't think it's going to be very often. But when he does, you're going to have to get great coverage on the back end because one mistake, and it could be gone to the house with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, you see the weapons that they have and the ability for Alex Smith to get them the ball immediately, and they can make plays and get yards after the catch.
And the biggest thing is, it used to be when you played against Alex Smith, you blitz him, he's going to get the ball out of his hands quick, short check down, something of that nature. But the line has protected him. And when you look at this Chiefs offense, it's an explosive offense. So he takes his shots down the field. If you bring extra pressure and you're man-to-man on that back end, I believe he has the confidence now to put the ball up to get it to Tyreek Hill just because that guy is so explosive.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to look at how Kansas City's defense could attack Carson Wentz in this game. How could their game plan against other top quarterbacks tip their hand? We'll find out when we return on Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless.
The matchup for the Kansas City Chiefs against Carson Wentz and the Eagles passing game will be a very interesting one. The Chiefs are a very good defense. They have a lot of team speed, even without Eric Berry. They play a lot of man-to-man coverage, and they're very aggressive with their pressure concepts. Now, one thing when you look at this matchup, what do we know Carson Wentz can do? We know he can get out of the pocket improvisationally and make plays. Think back a year ago against the Pittsburgh Steelers when he hit Darren Sproles. Hey, just go back week one week ago when he got out of the pocket and hit Nelson Aguilar for a touchdown. We know what Wentz can do. In fact, there were many coaches I've talked to who think Wentz is very similar athletically and as a quarterback to Andrew Luck. And that's why I want to show this first play. This is the Chiefs defense against Andrew Luck a year ago. It's third down, the money down, the critical down. Two things to take note of. The first thing is the spy element. This is Derek Johnson, a very athletic linebacker and 240 plus pounds. He's spying on Andrew Luck. They don't want Luck to get out of the pocket and run for a first down or create a big pass play as Wentz has shown he could do. Now there's a second part of this, really critical. There's a stunt, what we call a TE stunt, meaning the tackle goes first and the end loops around. Here the end is D Ford. It's beautifully executed. The Colts have a huge problem picking it up. Ford is clean through the A-gap, and he's able to sack Andrew Luck. So the spy wasn't a factor here, but it's still a tactic that was used, and I would look for it in this game. The other thing that the Chiefs really like to do and do really well is take their two edge pass rushers and line them up on the same side. And it's all part of a front look in which they cover the offensive center, and on this play, they cover the right guard with Tamba Hali. Now, he won't be in this game, but that could be Justin Houston, or it could be D Ford. And then on this particular play, you have D Ford on the outside. What does this front look do? It creates one-on-one matchups because the center can't help either one of his other offensive linemen, either the right guard or the right tackle. So you get the one-on-one matchup. D Ford, who's developed into a really good pass rusher, wins against the right tackle, and he's able to sack Cam Newton. This is a really important game for the Eagles' offensive line. I think they have to overall play a little better than they did week one because this Chiefs defense can really rush the quarterback, and they can do it with a variety of front looks. They're very good with stunts, and they're just naturally quick up front.
All right, the Chiefs can bring it like the Redskins did. Carson Wentz was blitzed a lot by the Redskins, but he did a really good job. He was 11 of 18 for over 100 yards, and he had a touchdown against the blitz. He's going to see more of that this week, isn't he?
Yeah, and the Chiefs have to be concerned about his mobility. And his
ability to avoid pressure. They're going to bring the safety. They're going to bring Zach Brown, the linebacker, on this play. And watch how Carson is able to avoid Zach Brown. This is tremendous. There are not many quarterbacks that can do this, John. He sees the pressure. He spins away from the pressure. And the most important thing about this, he starts to get the focus downfield. Watch his receivers continue to work. They're playing man-free coverage on the back end. And watch these guys continue to work to give their quarterback somewhere to go with the football. He makes a motion, gets the ball down the field to Zach Ertz, and it's a big first down. And that's what Carson Wentz has the ability to give you, improvising, making a play out of nothing.
And, you know, I was talking to Zach Ertz after the game, and he talked about these scrambling drills they run in practice where Doug will say, Carson, all right, I'm not letting everybody else know, but you're under pressure and you're going to roll out. So this is something they work on, and it pays off.
You have to rehearse it because those situations are going to come up in the game. And the more you rehearse it, the more comfortable guys are at making the adjustments when it happens.
Welcome back, everybody, to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And, oh boy, Ike Reese, when the Eagles see Tyreek Hill lining up against them, with Ronald Darby out and the speed that he's got, how tough of a matchup is he along with the other weapons?
Well, if the opening game in New England is any indicator, the whole NFL is being put on notice by Tyreek Hill. I'm talking about one of the most explosive, dangerous weapons in the NFL, and the Chiefs like to move him around. They'll line him up in the slot. They'll line him up on the outside. They'll put him in the backfield, let him run. The Eagles' defense will have the key on where he's at. And listen, we don't have Ronald Darby this week. He's a guy that would have been perfect to match up against a guy like Tyreek Hill because you can match him speed for speed. I mentioned last week against the New England Patriots, you watch here, and this is why you got to be careful if Jim Schwartz is going to decide to bring extra pressure against Alex Smith. New England decides to run what is a zone blitz from the right side. They're going to bring extra pressure on the right side of the defense here, and you get a little bit of a mix-up on the back end from the New England secondary. It's a cover two up top, but there's a mix-up between the corner and the safety as to who's going to take Tyreek Hill deep. You get that crosser going across. He takes the safety away. The corner allows Tyreek Hill to go free, and, man, this kid runs a 4.26. There's not many people catching Tyreek Hill from behind. So not only will it be important to stop Tyreek once the ball is snapped, but you had better know where he's at pre-snap.
And last year, he had a touchdown every 11 touches. That's pretty amazing. Now, Mike Quick, I'm loving the connection that Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz have. You go back to last year, last six games, Zach Ertz is averaging 8 catches and 89 yards a game. He finally has a quarterback to develop with back for a second year with him. What are you seeing with their connection?
Well, in that game on Sunday against the Redskins, he was targeted, Zach Ertz, 8 times. He caught 8 balls in that game. Hey, guys, this is a game where the running backs, tight ends for the Eagles versus the linebackers and safeties for Kansas City, that's going to be a key matchup. With Eric Berry, their best defensive player in that secondary, out for the season, that's going to be the key. And you watch how Zach Ertz lines up here at the tight end spot, tight to the line of scrimmage. But watch this route, and this is what you're going to get regularly from Zach Ertz. He sails that post to the inside, turns back to the outside. Look at all the space that Carson has to fit the football in. They're getting very comfortable with one another. I think it's just carried over from the chemistry formed last year by these two guys, and it's just going to continue to grow in my mind. A great route-running tight end in Zach Ertz, and as you know, the tight end is usually the quarterback's best friend.
I know that pains you to say.
Just a little bit.
The wide receiver should be the quarterback's best friend.
I understand. It's an easier throw.
I see a little tear there coming out of his eye. All right, and Andy Reid is 8-3 against his former assistants. We'll see if Doug Peterson can beat his former teacher and good friend. All right, he's Mike Quick, Ike Reese. I'm John Clark. It's going to be a fun one. Thanks, everybody, for watching Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.